Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Check it out. I think you'll like it. You'll find an awful lot about what I have in the book on that website. And hopefully that will make you want to buy the book. And we have it available in hard copy or also hardcover, autographed from me or from Amazon, not autographed. And also the ebooks are there from Amazon and also from us. So check that out. And by the way, if you have the hard copy and you want the ebook, there's a discount code in the back of the book that you can use to get a little bit of a discount on the ebook. Morag Barrett is our guest, our new friend, founder and CEO of Sky Team, author of a brand spanking new book just out now, Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships. Morag, thanks again for staying with us, and congratulations again on the book. Folks, it's all about making sure that you and your team are putting your best feet forward in the marketplace together, right, Morag?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is all about professional relationships at work, not the romantic kind.
Morag, I've been around a long time. My gray hair is not premature. And so I've seen a lot in the marketplace. I've never seen a time when there have been as many, not just ages, different generational ages in the marketplace. I've never seen so many different attitudes about everything mixed in together. We got Gen Y, we got Gen X, we got boomers, we got people even older than boomers. I've never seen a mix like this. Has there ever been one like this?
No, I think it is unprecedented. I've seen various articles that love to start with the words, it's five different generations in the workplace. And your listeners just have to look around, not just if they're in a small business, the number of generations represented, but just thinking about the clients and customers that they interact with to see that playing out.
So one of the big frustrations right now is the relationship between the bottom three, the boomers, Gen X, and Gen Y. And the Gen Y is really causing a stir, aren't they?
Well, they are, and as the mother of three teenage boys who fall into that millennial stroke Gen Y heading, I can only empathize. But you know what? I have a chapter in my book about generations at work, and I have a slightly different perspective. I think it's the job of children to annoy their parents. But we need to get over it. And when the youth of today look at those of us, and I also have those grey wisdom hairs starting to come through, when they look at us and say, well, you don't understand, I just turn and say, well, remember, one day you're going to have these grey hairs too. It comes to all of us.
They love it when you say that to them, don't they?
Oh, they roll your eyes and look like you're an alien when you call, I was your age, I didn't have these. But I think what's happened certainly is I look at my sons. The advent of technology over the last 25 years, their access to data and information is transformational compared to how I did. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I can see the next big transition is around how do we even change how we school and educate people and prepare them for the workforce? Because when you and I were at school, it was very much about read the book and can you recite information. Now it's about can you Google it? But the skill you now need is, okay, you can find it and read it, but can you apply it? How do you take it from text on the screen to something meaningful that helps you at work or personally as well?
One of the challenges I think we have as parents and also as employers is helping the Gen Y folks understand that content does not always include context. And that even though their heads may be filled with content, and they are, and they've got all the other stuff they need. That doesn't necessarily give them the context that they need to use that information properly. And that context comes from what's gone before, which is not something Gen Y is particularly respectful of. And so if I could tell Gen Y anything, I would say, before you go running off thinking you have all you need in the content part, make sure that you check your position with regard to context. What do you think?
I agree, and I think what it means for those of us who are in the other generations, it's an opportunity to flex that coaching and mentoring muscle. So it's not just telling them, well, it wasn't like that in my day, or here's what you need to do. It's taking a few minutes to stop and listen to those ideas and help them think it through before they rush off and implement.
Right. No, that's exactly right, and to realize that everything that they need going forward is not going to be what they just learned. It's going to they need to take a little step, to look back a little bit to what's gone before, to consider the shoulders on whom they're standing. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I do. Can I give you a quote? I'm going to give you a little pop quiz here.
Yes,
Jim.
Go ahead.
So
I love these.
In my chapter in my book, I start with a quote, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but it goes along the lines of, the children now love luxury. They have bad manners, contempt for authority, show disrespect to adults, love to talk rather than work or exercise. They contradict their parents, gobble down food at the table, and intimidate their teachers.
Sounds like something Benjamin Franklin would say.
Well, there you go. So you're talking Neopath. It was written by Socrates,
2,500 years ago. How about that?
Exactly.
Well said. Give us your website again, Borag.
It's skyteam, skyeteam.com.
Hey, Borag, I've enjoyed having you here. We learned a lot. Will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim. Have a wonderful show.
Thank you. Borag Barrett, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Cultivate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.